Welcome to the latest episode of the IDEA podcast from the Irish Development Education Association. I'm your host, Emma Green, and today I'm going to be chatting with Kathleen Kenna. Kathleen is a recipient of the Gold Award from the Global Citizen Award, and she's with us today to tell us about her experience of volunteering overseas. I hope you enjoy. So Kathleen, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself and why you decided to apply to volunteer overseas?
Okay, well, my name is Kathleen, and I decided while on the Mature Access course in UCD to apply for an EIL Explore Volunteering Scholarship. I filled in the application, and I was delighted to learn after going through the due process of the application, I was awarded the Travel Award. Going to Mexico, for volunteering in Mexico for 8 weeks, from June to August 2018. My volunteering for the main part was working with the local children in the Children's Library Project in a small fishing village called Barra de Potese off the Guatanara coast. This also incorporated a two-week summer camp, which was an integrated camp at the Turtle Sanctuary for the local children to learn about the turtles, the dangers they face coming onto the beach to lay their eggs, and also the importance of keeping the beaches free from litter when disregarded and washed into the sea can be lethal to all undersea life. This was an amazing experience, and I actually learned along with the children. When I returned back to Ireland, I quickly got involved as a volunteer with EIL. I found myself on the other end of the table now and taking part of readathons, the selections, the personal interviews, being on a panel for people who were shortlisted for the personal interview with a view to be offered the Travel Award in 2019. This was when I actually thought about applying for a Global Citizens Award. After reading the criteria for the three different awards, bronze, silver or gold, I kind of thought, well, at my age, I'll go for gold. So I got on with the application, and then I quickly discovered that I actually was to receive the Gold Global Citizens Award in May, which was absolutely brilliant.
And did you have any fears or expectations before you went? And how did these translate, if they did, into the reality of what your experience was when you were there?
Well, I remember one of the things I remember is, apart from being excited about going and going to experience something that I never thought possible, was also the nervous energy of how would I get on? Would I be able to cope with the language? Mm-hmm. What happened if something happened to me and I got sick, which unfortunately happened the second day I was there, because I actually took a brain seizure in Mexico City. And so my departure to the next part of my project to learn Spanish for 2 weeks in Zihuatanejo had to be delayed for about 3 days till we'd done the brain scan and got the test back. So everything went okay and everything came back normal, and I was given the choice whether I wanted to return home or continue with my project. At this stage, there was no way I was going home. So that was one of the things like that I had to deal with first and foremost. The other thing was the language barrier, like I said. But, you know, you can communicate with people on any level and with any language once you show them that you're interested in them and you want to learn from them and they want to learn from you. So that worked out okay. So I suppose really coping with a different language, food and culture, along with the Mexican people I interacted with, and the hands-on experience that I got out there, which I never thought possible, has made me a different person for the better returning home.
Great. And that leads on to the next question that I had for you here, which was, what did you take away from the whole experience? I know you've covered some of it there already, but...
Yeah, I took away the whole experience. There's not any one given thing, and it's very hard to actually pick one. But if I had to pick maybe the two main ones, it was actually learning and interacting with the Mexican people about their culture and getting to respect their culture. And equally so, they loved asking me about my family and what Ireland was about and about my culture. So that was one of the experiences. It was kind of an intercultural learning experience for both of us. The other thing I really took away, and here's one of my big things, is because of my experience up in the Turtle Sanctuary with the children, and also because I was asked to go out on night patrol two or three nights with the founder and some of her volunteers to find the turtles. After burying her eggs, we made sure that she got back into the sea safely, and we took her data so that if she comes back again to the beach, she's clipped, we clipped her wing. And then we dug up the eggs that she buried, and we brought them back to a secure location in the sanctuary, and they're all marked out in little squares so they can actually hatch underneath the sand in safety. And then when it comes time for them to hatch, they dig themselves up and they go back into the sea. So that's given me a really, really passion for all undersea life. I think it's very important, and I think marine biology is one of the most important things that's happening in the world today.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. And I was just wondering there, when you were talking about sharing Irish culture and learning about Mexican culture, did you see any similarities or, you know, very marked differences between the two? Or
Yeah, there was. To me, Mexican people and Irish people are quite similar. Obviously, Mexico's bigger and a bigger population as opposed to Ireland's population. But we have the same sort of, standards. They're predominantly Catholic, which Ireland is a country that is predominantly Catholic. They also are very family orientated, and they, like all of us, want to have their children educated to the best they can with the money available to them. They're just very friendly and helpful people. And I think Ireland has that name as well across the world. So it really is very similar. Another thing that I found is that both the countries are, their nearest neighbours are a more powerful country. In respect, Ireland's nearest neighbour is the United Kingdom. Mm-hmm. And Mexico, their nearest neighbour is America. So that's a similarity that is, it's what two smaller countries and how they deal with a bigger, powerful country being their nearest neighbours for trade and everything else.
That's really interesting. And were there any, I suppose, big differences that you noticed between the two countries? Or between your experience, I should say, of the two countries?
Yes. One of the main things I noticed was that there is no social welfare out there, mm-hmm. in any shape, size or form. Whatever money you have, you've worked for. Mm-hmm. When the parents get old and are unable to look after themselves or live or work, they usually move in with either their sons or daughters and they become part of that family. Also, there's no hospital insurance unless you're really, really rich and could go to one of the private hospitals. And even if you do have to go to hospital, the family of the person that's in hospital actually has to take them food up every day because there's no food or very little or not very good food in the hospital for the patients. Now, I know we give out about Ireland and we give out about the health system and the education system and everything else about it. But when you see it from a different point of view and a different country, I think we're luckier than the Mexican people.
So how important do you think development education is for people who are going to volunteer overseas?
I think it's very important. First of all, to learn about the sustainable development goals that you are going to be working on, depending on what country your volunteering project is in. I also think it's important that you know how to approach different things that you might come up against. And it's also very important for to, when you get back home, for to be able to talk about your experience and spread it on. Because one of the criteria for my Global Citizen Award was to do three Action at Home projects. And the Action at Home projects I done were presentations to different colleges with people that might be thinking of volunteering. Mm-hmm. So it gave me the opportunity to share my experience, answer questions, and hopefully inspire future people to become volunteers and keep the role going.
And with regard to your experience with the Global Citizen Award, I know when I was talking to you before, you mentioned that experience of being able to sit down and reflect on the volunteering that you did and who you met there. Can you maybe talk a little bit about that?
The Global Citizens Award, I had to write out 6 reflective posts, and that was kind of all about my whole volunteering experience for the 8 weeks. So I reflected on my first impressions of Mexico City. We were very lucky we had a guide with us, and she explained all the different cultures and the do's and don'ts and one thing and another. The enormity of the city was absolutely mind-blowing. I went on then to talk about Oaxaca, which is just south of Mexico City, and we had to go down there for two weeks to attend the Cultural Institute to learn some basic Mexican Spanish. And Oaxaca was a big city as well, but not as big as Mexico City. But actually, one of the things then, when I had to depart from Oaxaca and go to my actual project, I was going from Mexico City with 29 million people. Oaxaca with, I think, around 7 to 9 million people. Mm-hmm. And my project was, again, in a small fishing village with around 700 to 800 inhabitants. Nice. And it was going from high to medium to low in every respect. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was an experience to be able to kind of be able to adjust to these three different places. Mm-hmm. And just do the best you can and you know, make the most of it.
In terms of your volunteering, is that something that you're continuing now that you're back in Ireland, or is it something that you'd hope to do again in the future?
The thing about volunteering, and especially being lucky enough to be awarded a travel award scholarship, because that's the only way I was able to get the opportunity to go and do my volunteering for 8 weeks in Mexico. Mm-hmm. But it's actually when you get back, the work starts. And it's not that anybody's telling you to volunteer or anything like that. I just found getting back that I wanted to let everybody know what an experience this was, and people out there, you know, go for it, and especially younger people. I'm not one on the younger side of 60, but just go for it, because apart from doing the volunteering itself, it makes you grow as a person. It makes you think critically about things that you might not have thought critically enough about. It also makes you realise like that there's so many different cultures, different countries, different traditions in the world, and we're just a little small part of that. And by volunteering overseas, you really begin, and I say begin, to get a bigger picture. So that's one of the reasons I done the Global Citizens Award when I came back to Ireland. I am still actively, I had to do 40 hours volunteering with 4 different organisations for another criteria for the Gold Award. And I done the volunteering with these organisations with Sustainable Development Goals in mind. Mm-hmm. And I'm still active with these organisations to the present day. I'm active with EIL, Explore. I'm active with the Global Citizens Award Committee, and I'm active with the Global Education Committee. So for the moment, my feet are here in Ireland. I'm also involved with meeting the volunteers the EIL sent this year on different volunteering projects, coming home and seeing how they got on and the problems they faced, and hopefully maybe trying to inspire them to go for Global Citizen Award like I did last year. So I'm fairly busy at the moment, but I would like to volunteer again in the next maybe year or two if the opportunity came. I'd find it very hard to refuse it.
I can see why. You like to keep busy. That sounds fantastic. And just on that, what advice would you give to someone thinking of volunteering overseas?
Right. I hate actually giving advice because everyone's different. Yeah. And you know, sometimes giving advice can seem very, you know, I don't know. But there's two things I'd like to say to anyone thinking of volunteering abroad. As a volunteer, away from home and out of your comfort zone, you know, negatives and positives will come as a package deal. You'll have to dig deep to overcome the negatives, and you'll get great satisfaction in the positives. And also, the people that you meet, that you travel with from your organisation, the people that are looking after you at home within the organisation, the new friends and people that you meet within your project and the country that you're volunteering in, and then back home and going around, you know, if you do the Global Citizens Award and going around and promoting it and telling about your experience, the people that you meet on that level as well. I mean, your whole network of friends will actually just be so much bigger and so much better, because there's just such a variety of different, you know, different things that you learn.
That is brilliant, and that is very inspiring. Thank you so much, Kathleen, for joining us today.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to check out our website for more. Until the next time.